Oh, thank you for being here. And right now is the time of change. You see, fall is here and we're seeing the leaves all turn color and everything is changing. You are also changing. You are also moving into a new vibration, a new energy, a new life, a new sense of life. And between now and Christmas, there's huge shifts of energy in this planet. The seasons are changing. The holiday time is coming. There's more excitement coming. There's more things that you are going to be required to do and be required to be on top of. And I know you know what I mean. When Christmas comes and all the things that we need to do comes forth, then everything gets speeded up. So Thanksgiving is going to be here before we know it, but we need to be prepared for Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, because as we can lift our vibration and energy in our meditations each week now, there's going to be a momentum being built up so that you can vibrate at higher levels. We are wired for spirituality in our brain. And as we meditate and become more clear about our purpose of life and how we want to connect with our divine program within us, that everything gets speeded up so that your evolution is faster, quicker, and you become more aware. You get more revelations. The only time we can change ourselves is when we can stand back and look at ourselves and see something that's not working for us and make conscious changes. So this is why this meditation time in the next couple of months is going to be so beneficial to your soul. You'll be able to connect more deeply with that part of yourself that knows your spiritual plan, that is already in tune with your soul. And as we just dissolve in our soul, then everything starts moving into conscious mind so that you consciously can make wise decisions for not only your family, but for yourself, and come into the new year with a brand new idea of how and what and you want to do with your new vibration that's coming in. It all works together in perfect harmony. So thank you for loving yourselves, and thank you for being here and supporting all of us. You're all important. And so as we move into this time of silence where we connect and allow our soul to become more alive, our personality shrink and our soul comes forth. Every time you meditate, you allow that inner self of you to blossom and bloom. Blossom and bloom. And we want to be able to hit on the high octaves of our consciousness at all times. And the only way to do it is what you're doing right now. So yes, indeed, you are working in the best interest of your soul. So let us just relax and move into this space where we become conscious of our soul, conscious of the essence of our being. We are being in the God vibration, the God energy. It is not all, it's all around us, but also within us, shining forth through us. Shining forth through us. So now as we move into this silence, silence of our being,
it takes you up.
as we move into this vortex of energy within, we slowly but surely connect with that divine part of ourselves, that part of us which is so familiar. It's been with us for eons and eons of time. That beautiful, complex soul of ours. Our personality is a vehicle for living upon this planet Earth, but our soul is continuing and has continued through lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. And that's why it's comfortable. That's why you feel at home in that God essence that you are. This is where you're safe. Safe from all outside activities, things that could pull you off your poise. This is your safe harbor. And we're moving into our safe harbor to connect with our divine self, to embrace it, and allow it to manifest more completely in our everyday life, so that we are so connected with it when we are not meditating, that it is an active part of our life. It is a meditation all day long, because it's there, it's working in perfect harmony with you, and you understand it. And you understand exactly how to work with each situation that comes up into your life in perfect harmony with your soul, in perfect harmony with this universe. And then, and only then, are we truly at peace with ourselves. There is no conflict. There is no conflict. Because we're whole and complete. So we move into that silent place within to connect with that energy and that vibration and allow it to move in and through us and lift us even higher and higher and higher. Thank you. And now it's time in our service to hold our loved ones in the love and light of God. The special people in our life that comes to our minds right now. We hold them in this energy, for we know there's no separation between us and them. We are all one on this higher level. And tonight our meditation was about change, the change of the season, the change of us, each individually. The opportunity to embrace a new way of living, a new way of thinking, a new idea of ourselves. Everything happens first in your consciousness, and then it produces itself outward into your everyday world. So this time that you spent in this silence of your being, you connected with that part of yourself that knows the answer to whatever is going to be happening to you in the days and the weeks and the time ahead. We've connected with new revelations that are going to support our spiritual journey and give us the insights that we need to make wise decisions as we move into this holiday season, the celebration of our life, the life of our family and our friends, of our city, community, and of our world. And as we move into the election time, which is another huge shift and change, all that's happening in our world today is addressing change, change in the way we see ourselves, change in the way we honor ourselves and love ourselves, and support each other in this time of change. So instead of being fearful of the change, we here embrace it. We here embrace it and say, thank you, God. Thank you for change. Thank you for changing me. Thank you for changing this whole planetary system. Thank you. Thank you that we're in this midst of this opportunity to bring new solutions to old problems. Old problems in our lives, personally, in the lives of our city, and of our government, and of the world. Whatever affects me and you affects the world in some way. We are all ripples in this stream of life, and we are all connected and have a part to play in the whole. And we're here tonight to play the highest part, to hold the light, to hold the energy, to support the new things that are coming down. So we embrace this season of change, this season of new vibrations, higher vibrations. And when we look at the trees that are changing, we see the red and the yellow and the rust and the gold. Those are all vibrations. Every color has its own vibration. It changed from green to this vibrant color that's surrounding us. And we are here to embrace all the energy that's coming in support of our souls. So we give thanks tonight that we are standing in this opportunity. So in the silence for a moment, say a prayer of embracing the changes in your life. First, the change comes within our own consciousness, and then it becomes part of our everyday life. And we can see it in action, and we embrace it, and we love it, and we go fearlessly towards the change coming in our lives, knowing that we are prepared because we came tonight and honored ourselves. We are prepared to do what is ever necessary to move our consciousness. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you. And thank you, each and every one of you that's here tonight. Blessings upon blessings to you. Blessings upon blessings. Love, appreciation, and gratitude are all coming your way. So take a deep breath as we come back to the presence of this room and our spiritual family. We open our eyes and we know we are here for divine purpose. And as the days and the weeks come forth, we are going to find out just what transpired this evening within us, deep within us.